I'm Joanna Roos, and here's your OFM Agriculture Bulletin. Pig farmers, especially small farmers, can prevent the occurrence of the African swine fever virus on their farms if they apply biosecurity. This is according to Peter Evans, a veterinarian and head of consumer insurance at the South African Pork Producers Organization. Evans says farmers need to understand the spread of the virus in order to prevent it.
I think the belangrike ding wat 'n mens moet verstaan van varkpes is hy versprei van vark to vark en ongelukkig kan mense dit oordra deur as hulle mis op hulle skoene het of hulle was in aanraking met 'n siek vark of hulle voer varkvleis wat besmet is aan varke. Dit is die hoofbronne hoe dit oorgedra word.
This comes after the deadly disease for pigs was initially reported in Northwest, Gauteng, Mpumalanga and now in the Free State. Evan says the outbreak in the Free State is however controlled, especially in rural communities and on small-scale farms. He says there are no outbreaks on commercial pig farms at this stage. As a control measure, there has been a general ban on auction of pigs in the affected areas. The State Capture Commission of Inquiry heard this week that the Free State Department of Agriculture made so-called suspect resolutions in support of the Vrede Dairy Farm project in 2012 that directly contravened standard protocol. This is according to Moses Muremi, former Pumlela Municipal Manager. According to Muremi, the Free State Department of Agriculture made an impromptu presentation during a council sitting, a presentation which was not on the official agenda, and then also failed to supply Muremi and others with the necessary documentation. The department's presentation was in support of the Vrede Dairy project to be leased to Estina, a company linked to the controversial Gupta family. Muremi explains how the Free State Department of Agriculture sidestepped protocol.
When a council meeting is convened, it will depend whether it will be a special council meeting or an ordinary council meeting. You will then have items that are submitted to the speaker and the mayor, and then the agenda pack will then be distributed to all the councillors. But unfortunately, this particular item was not in the pack that was distributed to the councillors. The HOD just came with a delegation and that presentation was then made. And I can confirm that I can't recall even us having received the hard copy to that effect. It was just a visual PowerPoint presentation.
And now for your agricultural commodities. The latest traded price per ton is 5,760 rand for soya. Sunflower is trading at 5,480 rand and wheat at 4,623 rand. White maize is trading at 2,927 rand and yellow maize at 2,770 rand per ton. This was your Agriculture Bulletin only on OFM. On the way.